Blog Talk Radio.
New music, fast, free, and completely legal on Phenomenal Radio.
What's going on? What's going on, y'all? Y'all already know what time it is. It's Frontline Fridays. I am your girl, Diva Mary Kay, and we are about to get it in. Yo, make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. We got King David coming live through the building today. Nothing but hot indie artists. Nothing but hot indie music. We the only ones that do it like this. So get your mind right. Text a friend to text a friend and let them know that Frontline Fridays is live right now. Yo, we definitely going to get it in. We got hot joints from King David coming through. Shout out to Alabama, yo. Big shout out to Alabama doing their thing. And King David actually put them on, is now putting them, I would say, on the map, man. So we're going to definitely get it in with him. He got this hot joint Push. That's one of my favorites. Big shout out to Future Guru 100 for putting me on to King David, because I'm definitely, definitely feeling this independent artist, ultra grinder. Yo, the man been doing this thing for a minute. His life basically changed within 2 years. Matter of fact, let alone 3 or 4 years from now. So we definitely got him in the building with us. We're going to chop it up with him in a few. Y'all make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. I got my tick boom family live in the building with me. Kano the Pyro is always here to hold the queen down, as usual.
Yeah, I'm here rocking with you. Frontline Fridays, y'all get ready.
Y'all get ready. It's about to go down, man. I got to give you a big round of applause, yo. Definitely.
All right, for sure.
Kano, we're going to tear this thing up with King David. We're about to have some live up in here, but we got to give him a proper intro, yo. Your King can't come in the building without a proper intro. Anybody that come on Frontline Fridays can't come in without a proper intro. Ain't that right, Kano?
Yeah, that's right. You know, Diva Mary Kay,
King David, welcome to Frontline Fridays, baby. What's going on, man?
Yeah, we up in here, man. King David, Lord Style Entertainment. Shouts out Diva Mary Kay, man. Frontline Radio, we up in the motherfucking building, man. Y'all already know, man.
Yo, King David, for those who don't know who you are just as yet, because you're internationally known and everywhere, let them know exactly who King David is, man, and where you rapping from.
Oh, man, King David, y'all need to get on your Google game, man. They got the Bing for the King, too, if you don't like that Google, you feel me? Hit that thing up, man, check me out, man. King David, Lord Style Entertainment, all over the worldwide. Straight up Alabama in your fucking eardrum, man. I represent the whole state of Alabama. I'm from Mobile, Alabama. Lived in Montgomery, Alabama for about 7 years. Now I'm in Birmingham, Alabama. I got the whole state of Alabama on my back, man. You feel me? We up in the building, Diva Mary Kay, Frontline Radio, man. Y'all already know, man.
You already know, man. Yo, King David, you started out in 2005, man, doing your thing, Lord Style Entertainment.
Yeah.
That's definitely, you know, a hot name. And, you know, Lord Style was created in dedication to your longtime friend. And
right,
what's
right.
Yeah,
shout out to E Black, man. R.I.P. E Black, man. You feel me? He just had a birthday a couple of days ago, you know what I mean? Me
happy
and Lil Ball Hall, shout out my little artist, Ball Hall. That's his little brother, you know what I mean? Y'all be on the lookout for him, too. I've been grooming him, you know what I mean? It's some real shit finna take place. I'm talking about it. It got real meaning behind it, too, you know what I mean? But I ain't going to give y'all too much, but straight up, though, shout out Lord Style. Shout out Edwin Jose, man. R.I.P. Happy birthday, man, you know what I mean? Straight
up. What's up, man. That's what's up. Shout out to him. Everybody doing their thing big over there. So, you know, how did you get started, King David?
I mean, like I say, you know, we used to me and E Black. Shout out to E Black, man, you know what I mean? King Edwin Jose in the building, man. Man, we used to get it in when we was in college, man. You know what I'm talking about? Shout out to everybody in school, man. Take your motherfucking ass to school, man. How you going to write
right.
Now? If you can't read, how you gonna write routes if you can't read? How you gonna count your money if you can't count, man? Come on, cuz. All right, we through with that. Well, yeah, we back in school, man, getting fucked up, you know, to my after class, you know, to my turn the tape player on, we in our freestyling, doing our thing, just tripping for fun. We did it for fun, you know what I mean? That's why I did it for real when bro checked out on me, you know what I mean? Like, we used, that was our hobby, you know what I mean? We ain't even with charging. We used to make tapes and just give them away, you know what I mean, just to let people trip out and have fun with us, you know what I mean? Do a house party, get on the mic just for fun. It wasn't no money involved. It wasn't about selling no records. It was just for fun, you know what I mean? And then when bruh, you know, checked out, you feel me, a lot of things started circling through my mind. I went through a whole lot of changes. I fucked around and I'm a senior in college and dropped out, my nigga. How you hear a nigga a couple of semesters away from graduating and say, fuck that shit, you know what I mean? But that's what happened, man. I went through a whole lot. It was a big change, and I prayed about it, and he told me to do it Lord style, man. I asked him for my name. I don't want to be little young, whoop the whoop, pistol starter, poop squat. You know what I mean? I said, I need a real name. What my name? He said, man, use your fucking name, nigga. Use your name. My name David. V. King David. Lord style. Do that for me. I did. Here we go. Right here today. You know what I mean?
That's definitely what's up. That's what's definitely what's up, man. I can definitely feel that. Do you have a manager?
I mean, I righteously. G.O.D. manage me, man. Straight up. Me and G.O.D. You know what
That's
I mean?
That's what's up. He taking out everything.
I've been doing that shit myself for these past 4 or 5 years. I've been in the business dealing with these sharks and these weak ass. I don't want to get into it, but I've been managing myself, man. You know Straight up. Straight up, you know, but it's coming to a point where it's time to separate that, you know what I mean, because you run into a lot of that homeboy thing, you know, look out for me on this, you know what I mean, what you doing with this, and, you know, all that, and it's kind of like, you know, it ain't so much of being Hollywood, it's really just turning it from a hustle to a business, you know what I mean, and it's time to do that, you know what I mean, so... Yeah, I've been dealing with a few people. I got a few good people on my side that's really been kind of assisting me, you know, with those type of dudes. Shout out to Queenpin, Las Vegas, you feel me? Beginning to End Publishing, you know what I mean? Queenpin, Ms. Ryan, all of them out there in Las Vegas. She been really tapping me into that West Coast side real good, you know? Shout out to D-Shot, that E-40 brother, you know what I mean? She tapped me in with them, my distribution. I got my distribution through. She set that up, Empire Distribution, you know what I mean? I got that popping. Still Spraying Roaches will be live on iTunes in less than like 3 weeks, you know what I mean? I'm pushing for the first, the 1-1-1-1-1, you feel me? First of October, we pushing for that, you know what I mean? It's already wrapped up, though. We just trying to, you know, tighten up some ends and shit, but... You know, shout out to Auntie Promotion, man. She been helping me with a little, you know, a little bit of that managerial thing, you know what I mean? You know, with shows, kind of like booking my shows. She do a lot of shows. She book a lot of artists. So a lot of my first shows, shout out to Auntie Promotion, man. Auntie, you know what I mean? She already know we got a show. We got Gunplay Maybach Music. Will be in Montgomery, Alabama on the 12th, you know what I mean? They doing a little
Big shout out to Maybach, man. Big shout out to Maybach Bills, man. And big shout out to Clap Montana. We just had Clap, you know, like 2 weeks ago. And
straight
even
up,
with Bengals, big shout out to Bengals, too. Bengals, that's my G. Big shout out to him, man. And you
straight
definitely
up,
right about that. Y'all stay on the grind. You did,
straight
you
up.
Know, a
and
lot
shout
of
out to Ross, man. Shout out to Ross, man. You know, Ross goddamn had some complications today, you know what I mean, on his way to Tennessee. Matter of fact, he's here. In town where I'm at, in Birmingham, in the hospital, in UAB Hospital, University of Birmingham, Alabama.
What's going on with Ross? Give us an update.
Ross was on the plane today, man, and he passed. You know, they saying all kind of things. Somebody said a seizure. Somebody said his heart stopped. I don't really know the real details, but he was unconscious for a minute. They had to do CPR on him, and they rushed him to the hospital, man. You know what I mean? He here in Birmingham, Alabama. Like, at least, what, maybe 6 to 10 miles from where I'm at. He's here in the hospital, you know what I mean? So hope he gets
man,
well.
We definitely send our prayers and our blessings out to Ross, man.
He's been helping a lot of people. You see his movement, he believes in feeding people. That and them the type of people we need to keep, you know, keep around, because it ain't too many people that do that, you know what I mean? So shout out to Ross. And it ain't just his homies. Like, he got people from every neck of the woods, you know what I mean? So, you know. Yeah, throw some prayers up for Big Bro, man. You know what I mean? Straight up.
That's what's up, man. What message are you trying to push through your music, King David?
I mean, I it's just the truth. Just the truth. You know, like, I didn't make the truth up, so I'm not saying I'm the creator of anything. I'm just a messenger, you know what I mean? Just you know, like, when I set out to do it, like I say, it was, you know, through a lot of things, me and bro used to sit up late night and spark one and talk about things. Like, this dude who I'm talking to, R.I.P., my dude, Edwin Jose, we did the 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock smoke kush and talk about, man, if I die before you, when you in spirit, make sure you help me. If you can talk to me and show me stuff, you do that. And we agreed on that while we was alive. You see what I'm saying? And then when this dude passed, it was like, it was crazy, you know what I mean? Like, little bro even came to me at the funeral, my nigga. Like, I'm sitting on the front row, little bro come up with the rose and was like, hey, yo, this was for the family to put roses in the casket. He was like, yo, you come up here and put this rose in here with me, D. Like, out of nowhere, you know what I mean? Like, I was like, I knew then that I had to get him. So, bruh still here. That's Ball Hog. Ball Hog Jose. Y'all be on the lookout for my new artist, Ball Hog. Coming in a minute. Real soon. New single coming. I'm focused, you know what I mean? I just had to get him focused. He dropped new single. I'm focused. Y'all be looking out for that. I'm going to send that to you exclusive, Diva America. You will be the first one in the whole world with that song right there. I'm sending that to you.
Well, I definitely appreciate that. Definitely appreciate you passing that on, and we definitely going to blast that off, man. And speaking of blasting something off, let's get into this music, man. You got this track, Push. Tell us about Push, and go ahead and introduce it live right here on Frontline Friday.
That's my baby, man. Push, that's my life story, y'all. You know, I tried to cram it into one verse, but I think I touched on it, you know what I mean? Shouts out to everybody, R.I.P., everybody who doing their thing, man. Just keep going. No matter what somebody say, man, just keep going, man. Keep going and throw them prayers up every time. Every time. Let's go, man. Push King David, man. Straight up.
Yeah, man, yeah. King David, man. Lord Style Entertainment, man. You feel me? You already know how I get it in, man. You know what I'm talking about? Y'all probably ain't never heard me do no shit like this before, you know what I'm saying?
Like, man.
This is new, man.
From King David, man.
Straight up.
Y'all feel me, man?
Everybody out here doing their thing, man. Big up to you, man. Straight up, man. Push that thing, man. And I know it's hard. I already know.
Knows how I made it out of that shoe. 85 crew, get something drastic. Me and Mario, goob rocks in the plastic. Hey, Annette, later, I love you. Remember all the bullshit we done been through? Remember the day daddy got shot, man? I ain't even much know what the fuck I was gonna do. And the next thing you know, Mario did. What the fuck that mean, man? I'm scared. I'm a hard out cold and doing this, trying to control this shit. Drapes up all black, self throw thoughts. Lick shots at you, cause I'm pissed off. Run your pocket, mom, gotta get paid. Need a paint job versus 20-inch blade. Feel good when you're stunning, shoot. Hit the club, blow a lot of money, shoot. But that ain't nothing but a passing fly for my crime. And my heart still cold.
Remember new, put iron on Rico. Strip club, butt naked, lick for the dough. Came back, chop, chop, some down. Self-defense, move out of town. And where I look, see like bullshit. Same shit when I looked in the pulpit. And when I thought that was it, then my dog had one man. Motherfucker, this shit. And it's added to make me strong. I got the why they wrote this song. Stay prayed up all day long. Get money till I'm gone, hell yeah, it hurts.
Straight up.
Fragments, that's splitting the axis. I'm rock skipping, my past rich.
study my style like knitting and stitching fabrics and cypher circles. I get pumped like brown jeans, niggas. I got bars the last 5 years. Words around full of speeches, space and debt, see fingerprints and touchscreen like e-readers. Readers threatening for something. I am super respect, not a hook or nothing on a reset. You can push the button. It's a nine, having a life, cause I'm humble by day and practice at night. It's a nine, having a life, cause I'm humble by day and practice at night. It's a nine, having a life, cause I'm humble by day and practice at night. I'm an MC with two full jobs, still grabbing a mic. It's my except, yo, bragging. Followers of the new school leaders, totem, modem receivers. Can't pick your brain without Wikipedia. Thoughts hear it provoking whenever the lyrics is rolling to leave you in good spirits ghosting. Rhyme schemes over the top of a parade floating. Not to mention a boatload of inventions with no trouble intentions. They double jump pensions, fold you to a yoga position. Like Russell Simmons, splatter, a massacre, I can see my voice is a scum up. My brain is half a knife and nunchucks. The sun's up, Facebook is the only way you get the thumbs up. Long jump, Special Olympics, my vessel will leave an imprint for beats. My feathers is intended, and these specialists recommend it. Me and Logic, Marcella, send messages in an instant. It's a nine, having a life, cause I'm humble by day and practice at night. It's a nine, having a life, cause I'm humble by day and practice at night. It's a nine, having a life, cause I'm humble by day and practice at night. I'm an MC with two full jobs, still grabbing a mic. It's my accepted bragging right.
Guys, it's your girl Diva Mary Kay. Do you want to get this song showcased live right here on Frontline Fridays? Would you like to get an interview and also get spins? Well, we are here to make it happen for you. All you got to do is send your music to divaspotent1@gmail.com. Again, that's divaspotent1@gmail.com. Here's the things that you need to do. First thing you need to do is make sure you put your name and your telephone number in the email. The second thing you need to do is make sure that you label your track so we can be able to listen to it and know exactly who the artist is, who produced it, and who's down with your camp. Make sure you leave your information and we're going to hit you up in 24 to 48 hours so you can get here right here live on Frontline Fridays with Diva Mary Kay and Pay Black and get paid for your spins. Now how does that sound? Let's get it crunked and turn it up. Left up.
Your only hip-hop station, Phenomenal Radio.
Yo, what's good? It's your girl, Shawana, in the building.
You dropping an album? You have a business and you need to get the word out? Call Future Guru, 908-202-1501, the guru of viral marketing. PR marketing promotion packages available for your brand. Everybody is balling on a budget. Future Guru will handle all your viral marketing, Twitter account management, website design, IAP, and more. Future is ready. Let's go. Call Future Guru, 908-202-1501. Email futureguru100@gmail.com or twitter.com/futureguru100. Let's go.
We've built it and you've come. Phenomenal Radio.
West Texas Movement.
When you see me salute, it's Frontline Fridays with Diva Mary Kay and Tay Black. Listen.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl Diva Mary Kay, and you are now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. It's Frontline Fridays, baby. Y'all know how we getting down. We got King David live in the building, Lord Style Entertainment, baby. What's going on, King David? Welcome back,
Yeah, we in here. Shouts out to all the listeners, man. Appreciate y'all for checking in, man. You know, to my King Dave, love that. We need that. We got to support each other. Shouts out to Diva Mary Kay, man, doing her motherfucking thing. Y'all already know time, yeah.
That's definitely what's up, man. Big shout out to Kano the Pyro, HME Radio Live in the building. BGs, I see you, baby. Yo, big shout out to Future Guru 100, man. Future Guru 100 is definitely on the ground. Y'all make sure y'all at him for that promotion.
That's my dude.
Yeah.
That's my dude. Shout out Future Guru, man. You already know how we rock, man. Straight up, man.
That's what's up, man. Jen, yeah. I see you in the chat room. And everybody that's tuned in, man, if y'all want to ask King David some questions or y'all want to comment on the music, all you got to do is press 1. If you want to give some shout-outs or also show your diva some love, y'all know Diva Mary Kay keeps the pump on all hot indie artists, all hot indie music. This is how we do, man. King David, I'm loving that song, Push, yo. That was definitely hot. Kano, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm fucking with King David, man.
Kano, what's happening, bro? You good?
Yeah, I'm cooling, man. You know, about to fire up something.
Hey,
you know,
I'm over here blowing me one, too. Got that good perk thing going. You feel me? Shouts out to y'all, man. Keep doing y'all thing, man. You know what I mean? We need this type of shit. And like I say, everybody got to support everybody. Shouts out to the callers, man. If, you know, the listeners, man. Shouts out to all y'all. Google grind, Diva grind, you grind. We got to keep the grind going. You know what I mean? They know what time.
You definitely right about that. Kano, tell King David and all the listeners tuning in. And 980, I see you. I'm about to get to you. But Kano, tell everybody exactly who you are and what you got going on. You doing it big.
Oh, man, you know, I represent Daytona Beach, Florida, but I'm out here in Las Vegas, which we call New Vegas now because we taking over this bitch. You know,
hey, you got to delete with my people. Go ahead.
HME Radio stands for Hustler Movement Entertainment. We've been on the air for 3 years now, and we specialize in exclusive mainstream music before your local radio stations, underground music, man, hip-hop news, and more.
Straight
every
up.
Monday through Saturday, 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, going on in like 45 minutes. Y'all can call in at 347-637-1962. Check us out.
Definitely. What's up, Kano? Kano the Power is definitely doing this thing over there. Y'all make sure y'all tune into his show. He's definitely grinding. Also, that got that Independent Connect coming too. The movement is crazy big. Promotion game crazy big. He got the HME gear over there crazy big. Definitely doing it for the artists, indie artists, entrepreneurs. It's just a hustle movement, man. It's a hustle movement. This is what we're doing here. Let's go ahead and open up the hotline because I definitely want to get more into King David. Got more questions, got more music. Let's go to 980-980-225. You're now live with Diva Mary Kay on Frontline Fridays with King David. What's your name and where you calling from?
What's going on? It's Nikki Rich in the building.
Nikki Rich is live in the building, yo. Definitely got hot shows coming in. Yo, we got 4 radio personalities. This is how Diva Mary Kay do it. Got to give the queen a big round of applause, man. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Nick, I'm checking out the show. It's hot. King David, I see HME Radio in the building. Diva.
Spot
Radio.
Up.
Phenomenal. Radio, Future Guru, shout out to him as well, everybody.
We definitely getting down for him. We about to get into it. We about to get into King David right now because I want y'all to hear more of his music, man. We getting all up in his cornbread and sweet potatoes, man. It's out of control.
Let's go.
Oh, yeah, Kano, go ahead. Kano, you got a question. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, what motivates you, man, to do what you do, and like, who inspires you in the music world, and like you know, who you came up listening to, homie?
And let's keep this PG, y'all. Let's keep this PG.
Okay, my motivation, I think the reason why I do it is to put the void voice in, the void voice, the one that's not there, you know, like you know what, I respect what David Banner did on 106 and Park the other day, you know what I mean? For just, you know, it's about the rap. We can rap. That's the commercial, but what you gonna say when we on the interview like this right here, you know what I mean? And it's all really about growth and development, man. It's about building our people, man. You know what I mean? Like, I'm gonna bring something new to the table. That's my motivation is I see need for change. How about that? Void missing, see need for change. Yeah. That's my motivation. I see a lot of need for change through the control that the hip hop game has over our people.
Okay.
That's what's up. That's my motivation. Now, my people I used to check out, I used to be on everything because, you know, when we were little, it wasn't too much, you know, popping, you know, down here. We had a few people here and there doing their thing. They had the Miami movement, you know what I mean, the bass music, you know what I'm saying, music. But I was on East Coast, Wu-Tang, them chambers raised King David, man. Chambers, man. I'm on the same thing. I'm listening to that. That's all we got on the TV. That's what we see. You know what I mean? Then Snoop Nim drop a little later. Feeling P Nim start dropping. Ball and G Nim drop. UG. All Cash, you feel me? All this starts surrounding me because I'm right here. I'm from Alabama. I'm an hour and a half away from Atlanta. How the fuck we country in Alabama an hour away from ATL? What? ATL got to be country too. We that's the same shit.
It's the South. It's all the South.
That's our shit. You see what I'm saying? So. You know, like, I came up on that the same way everybody in the world came up on it. It went the same way, man. Like, you know, I'm a musician. I'm a musician, too. So I like all kind of music. What instruments do you play? I'm going to play the saxophone in my next video. That's something different. I'm going to play the saxophone in a video coming soon for y'all.
I think that's hot. And I think that any artist out there that's you know, going into their craft and going into their career, you know, being multi-talented is definitely a good thing for longevity. That's great, and it helps you to hear music on a different level. That's how
business. You have to start with music. You got to start. Somebody got to know music.
Right. Yeah.
Be in the music business first. Then the business. Music business. Music business. Music
that's
first.
Right. I like some of those people you was mentioning, though, and like Pimp C, because he always kept some musicians in the studio with him.
Right.
You know?
Right. Pimp raised us down here. When Pimp them dropped with that sound, they was independent, y'all. Y'all know that. They went on the, man, them niggas was like, that's like me, underground king shit. Like, them niggas didn't get on TV they was made, man, when they came, when they hit the TV. Like, they been buying it. I'm being $15, $20 a pop for them CDs, man. Me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm $15, $20 a pop for them CDs, boy. With my 15 and woofers in my motherfucking trunk, nigga, beating down the block on that Pimp, bitch. You see it? Straight up. Like it was on some shit like that. So Pimp them. Cash them went in on another way, but I was on the same shit y'all was on. I probably wasn't in that street shit like that deep thing y'all got where y'all from in, like, you know, in other regions, but the main thing that was popping up out of everybody's region, we was on that because we ain't had nothing else, you know what I mean? Wasn't no studios, you know, so we was on the world shit. That's another reason why we like we is, you know what I'm saying?
I'm glad that you said, you know, King David, I'm glad that you said, like, the impact that hip-hop music is having on our community.
On our people,
Yeah, you definitely right about that. The hip-hop community is having on our people. And everybody got to be held accountable. Now, well, I asked this question on a couple of shows a couple of days and weeks ago, because Diva is always thinking. And you know how in the NFL, in the NBA, in 909, I see you, I'm about to get to you. Hotlines is lighting up, man. You now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays with Diva Mary Kay. Exclusive interview with King David live here. Alabama stand up, international stand up, Jersey stand up, Washington stand up, yo, North Carolina, South Carolina, Tay Black stand up, man. This is how we getting it down. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. But back to you, King David. You know, the NFL and the NBA will find the players when they fighting on the court,
right,
on the field, right?
Yep, I feel you.
Okay. Now, there's a situation going on. You know, there's nothing wrong with battling. Nothing is
right.
I don't have anything against battle rap. You know, but when it gets
competition rap
is good. Competition is good. But when
it
gets to the point,
competitive,
yeah,
rap. Yeah,
competitive, right, exactly. When it gets to the point of somebody getting assaulted a bar fight, somebody getting killed, or some type of unnecessary beef. There was a situation a couple of weeks ago. I'm pretty sure you've seen it with Diddy. Diddy bopping in New York, but y'all in Atlanta acting up. And that's one thing I put on Facebook the other day, and I did it today. I promote artists and I promote entrepreneurs. I do not promote egos. I do not promote egos. This is how Diva Mary can't get down. But that could have started a bar fight. That could have started a real big brawl. Somebody could have got hurt. Big shout out to T.I. for being a man that he is and going proactive on his end to save his ass. You know, but when something like that happens, then there should be, I think that artists should get fined. When you start hitting a person's pockets, then the behavior will change. And we're doing this for a good reason. What you feel about that?
You're right. You're exactly right. Like, and see, here go the whole deal. Like I was saying, like when people jump out in character like that, you know what I mean? And it be on some, like, don't blame that on hip hop. That's something different. That's not hip hop. That's him. You see what I'm saying? People got to separate things. You know, they say, okay, just because something a T.I. does, he all us. So, like, of course, what you saying with the fine, since they going to say you all us, then you accountable, so pay up. You feel me? If they say what the hip hop dudes do when Puffy did that, them guys, that's how all them niggas is. You know what I'm saying? That's how all they do. You know, well, yeah, you're right. Fine them, just like the NFL. We a community once again. That's what we talking about. The hip hop community. It's not you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not me. Like you say, it's not about King David. It's not about me. You feel
it ain't about even Mary Kay either. It's not about us.
About
we just tools to be
it's
you.
About all of, you know what I mean?
Yes. You're definitely right about that, man. You're definitely right about that. I'm glad that you in agreement with me on there, because that brings me to my next question before we get into one of these another hot songs. You got the song called They Acting. Y'all going to love this. Oh, 909. I had you waiting. My bad. Hold on, King David. 909, BG's, what's going on? 909-358. What's your name? Where you calling from, baby?
What's good? This is Jay Rilla Rilla. It's live out of South Central Los Angeles. It's in the studio right now. Got y'all banging for everybody.
Yo, Jay Rilla, what's going on, my G? Big shout out to the West Coast. What's going on, y'all? Hey, King.
Man, just down one of these immaculate, trying to save the children track, you know what I'm saying? You know, save the world, save our black beautiful people, you know what I'm saying? You know how we get down. Everybody on the phone, give your fist up real quick.
Got the fist up. That's what's up. We got King David live in the building, man. And y'all I definitely got to link y'all up, too, man. That's definitely going to be happening.
Yeah, man, I just touched down from Georgia, man. I just got back from Augusta, going to Augusta, Savannah, and Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? Out there dealing with my boys, Chain Gang out there. They really doing their thing, you know what I'm saying? Dirty Yellow representing Blue Marley. All them cats out there, you know, they really touched out and was like, hey, we need to deal with somebody on the West Underground who's just as real as we are, you know what I'm saying?
Straight up.
Now, that's what's up. We definitely gonna bring that together, man. I'm gonna get on the track with both of y'all. These Mary Kay got a little fun. I got a little trick up my sleeve. Word up.
You slick already. But I just wanted to say this real quick. I don't know what the timeline is like. I know y'all got things to do, you know what I'm saying? My guy King David, I see you out there. I done already Googled you. I done already got you locked in, you know what I'm saying?
I wanted to
make sure we all on the future generation and the escalation of the education, the different occupation rather than gang relation. As long as we all on that point, as long as we all perceive that, where I'm at in the lowest of situations where the crime rate is ridiculous out here, you know what I'm saying? We can make it. We can take these kids and take them out the street, take the pistols out their hand, put the pens and the notepads in their hands. You know what I'm saying? And let's turn this hip-hop shit around. Because what they spitting in that mainstream, that's not hip-hop. That shouldn't even be considered hip-hop. People should stop calling it that. It's disrespectful
for
those
who blame it on that. Yeah, don't blame it on that.
And you know what?
Yeah,
I'm glad that you said that, J. Real.
Right.
It's not hip hop.
Right.
It's a difference between
right.
the MC and the rapper. You know, and we had this conversation before. And big shout out to KRS-One, because KRS taught me this teaching. I overstand this. He said, the MC can be a rapper, but the rapper can never be an MC.
Never be an MC.
So
shout out on that level to Special Ed, because me and Special Ed had a conversation, and he now pronounced me KRS-Two, the teacher's aide. You know what I'm saying? So when he gave me that title, when he called me KRS-Two, the teacher's aide, I already knew what level I had to take it on. I had to take it from Cloud 9 to Cloud 15. And you know what I'm saying? We all been waiting on the mothership. I just figured out how to steer this bitch. So anybody else?
That's what's up, man. Well, we gotta have y'all. We gotta have you and Special Ed live on the show so we can continue to do the teachers, man. I'm definitely gonna hit you up. We gonna pull that together. And King David, you welcome. Kano, you welcome too, baby. We can make this happen. We already doing it.
Shoot me them emails, shoot me so I can load y'all up with this good hip hop we got going, this real true hip hop we got going over here, you know what I'm saying? And to King David, I hear you out there, I see you out there, man. I can't wait to collaborate and do something on some Coastal Coastal, you know what I'm saying? Diva, you already know it's all blessings to the queen, Nefertiti in the flesh, you already know what it is. Let's get it in. Let me hear some of that hip hop though.
Alright, we about to get into this right now, man. Yo, that's big shout out to J Real for calling in, and always the king, always blessing the show. We got King David live on Frontline Fridays with me. King David, you got this song called They Acting. And big shout out to the queen that's on it with me. Introduce that song and let us know about the queen.
Shout out to Courtney Monroe, man. P10, man. Perfect. Perfect Ken, man, Mobile, Alabama, man. You know, somebody, we up in the club on this one, having us a good time. This is a celebration. This is our celebration song. When we get through, after we get through working hard, then we celebrate to this right here. Check me out, man. We acting in the club, man, straight up.
Hey, what club you call?
Get out of school. Miss Magic in here with me. Apple the devil on you. Fight the pose on them. Damn, you bad bitch. come back.
Straight up. Shout out to my soldier, man. Courtney Monroe, man.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up, man. They acting, man.
Yeah.
You now tuning in live with Diva Mary Kay and King David. Big shout out. I got my OG on the line with me right now. My OG, this my dude forever, man. Mr. Makai Sherrod. My son is definitely rocking live in the studio with me. He called in. He said, Ma, I want to call in to the show and say something. I said, it is what it is. King, drop some knowledge on us. Makai, can you hear us, man?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Holla at us, man. Well, holla at us, Makai. Say what's up to just say what's up to my special guest, King David.
I'm just saying your music was kind of good, and it was good though. It was good. And man, why do they call you King David?
That's my name.
It's your name?
Yeah.
So your name was King, but
yes.
Your parents were Davender.
Yes, King David. I'm David from birth, you feel me? From King David the First, my daddy, you feel me? Shouts out King David the Third, my son, you know, to my, like, Ben Raw. I come from kings. I'm a king. I'm a king, baby. Like,
what's
I don't know
up,
what
man?
Else to say. Like, coming to America. Like, America don't be understanding that shit. Like, what is he talking about? Like, that's American. I don't know. Like, I'm a king. I come from kings. That's all.
We are from a king, man. We definitely all come from a king. Most definitely.
All right.
We all are greatness. And Makai, you a king, too,
all right.
You know?
I'm not a king. I'm MTG.
You MTG? What's MTG, Makai?
Makai the Great. The T is the Makai the Great.
Oh, you Makai the Great now. Mm-hmm. All right, well, we find that out right here live on Frontline Fridays. Y'all know how we doing it, man. Big shout out to the youth. Makai, thank you for calling in and tuning in to the show. Make sure you stay on the line with us because you definitely going to get some knowledge because we got a whole bunch of kings and queens up in here. So big shout out to the youth. Big shout out to all the kids out there. Y'all make sure y'all stay on top because y'all our future. And we got y'all. Y'all ain't got to worry about having a weak link no more. We taking this thing over, man. Most definitely.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Big round of applause for you, too, Makai. You got to get one while you're here. That's definitely what's up, man. That's my little king right there. Nine, and he rocking the switchboard. He playing the music. Y'all make sure y'all invest into your kids, man. That's definitely what's up, man. Back into this music, they acting. I like that song.
Yeah,
I get crunk when I hear that song, man.
Yeah, we just be crunk when we hear that song, too. That's what that is. That's the whole party, you feel me? That's that celebration time. Come on, you feel me?
Mm-hmm. King David, if you wasn't doing music, you know, what would you be doing if you wasn't doing music?
I don't know, because, like, once I thought about doing it, that's all I thought about. Like, it ain't nothing else. Like, this is what I'm gonna do. And it's like music and everything that music is, everything that music does, you know what I mean? Like communication, connection, you know what I mean? Expression, you know what I mean? Like, I'm gonna be that forever. You know what I mean? Until I leave. I mean, you know, that shit ain't long. You know what I mean? Like, I picked that shit. I'm doing this. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. And that's definitely what's up, man. We're
going to rock it to the end, man. You know what I mean?
All the way to the end. You got to keep push. Push that thing, man. Push
that's
that thing.
That's it.
We're going to go to the hotlines and get some more love, man. Where we at? I see y'all with y'all hands up. 770. What's your name and where you calling from? Holla at us.
Hey, y'all. This is your boy, Cliff Fish in the building.
Clear J, what's going on? All the G's came out, man. I'm having a big event. What's going on, man?
There you go, man.
Yes.
Amen.
Clear J.
Over here keeping the grind immaculate, you know what I'm saying? No stopping the grind always. On. What's up, King Baby?
What happened, big dog? You good?
But you already know.
Straight up, straight up. We here, go, man. I'm out here chilling, man, kicking it with Diva, Mary Kay, you feel me? Check laid back on the Friday before I get ready to bust a move. If I'm bust a move, you know, get cool. You feel me? Ain't nothing but 10 o'clock,
that's what it is. Hey, running back, by me one more time. Like, what part of Alabama you from, man?
Oh, yo, man, that Alabama, man. I born and raised in Mobile, Alabama, and Pritchett, Alabama, man. Weirdtown, Alabama, man. You know what I mean? That's at the bottom. I-10, you know what I mean? Left out with Montgomery, man. About 6 years, man. Montgomery, shots out Montgomery, man. You feel me? Got it then, born King. That's where King David came from, Montgomery, Alabama. You see what I'm saying?
That's true, man.
Now,
yeah, most definitely shout out to Alabama, man. I got a lot of family around there, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean? So, the whole 400 miles, man, that's where I'm from.
That's
the whole
400 miles. Where else you done
did
shows at, bro? Where else you done did shows at?
Yeah, bro. I got a show, Tuscaloosa coming up. I got a show in Montgomery coming up. I'm going to shoot a video in Montgomery in about 2 weeks. Birmingham in about 3 weeks. You know what I mean? Like, shit, Atlanta, you feel me? Columbus, Georgia. You know, the whole little 400-mile radius. You know, Mississippi, Tennessee on the 3rd. Shouts out to DJ Clark, no more job, you see, in Mississippi. You know, just a little 4-5, huh? I'm SEC. Shouts out to DJ Dirty Money, man. You see, the SEC mixtape. Yeah,
yo, you definitely been rocking with a lot of DJs. And, you know, even going down to the DJs you work with, DJ Ames, the UK mixtape Messiah, you know, Grindtown, hosted by Murphy Lee, DJ Chef Hustle Boyhood of America Volume 1.
Yeah.
You definitely rocked out with DJ Full Moon, Trunk Money, DJ Dirty Money, big shout out DJ Dirty Money, Trap Music. Yeah, yo, big shout out to DJ Big Show. Yo, DJ, I know DJ Big Show, big shout out DJ Big Show. Welcome to Alabama. Welcome to, welcome to Alabama. It was definitely hot, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Going in, you started in 2005, King David, but you didn't really get your blow until like 2007. You was finally recognized for your superior grind style by Dead Serious TV.
Sure was.
How was it, you know, getting that recognition from Dead Serious TV for them to come to you? And you got the Hustlers Award too.
Yeah.
The Grinders Award.
Sure did. I did that.
What was that experience like for you?
I mean, it was really just motion. It was just me when I decided. When I made my mind up and said that what I'm gonna do, I did it. By any means necessary. So when I first started, I was giving them niggas a CD that I recorded in my living room, man. Like, I knew that, you know, but it was just the motion. Nigga, you got to go through the motion. You got to do it if you're going to do it.
You're right. You definitely got to go through the motion. You got to feel the feeling and keep pressing, man. Speaking of motions, Obama going through some motions right now, and I definitely want to get your feedback, you know, on this situation right here. And I'm going to get everybody's feedback because I know J Real over there, you know, big shout out to J Real and the whole West doing their thing, man. Big shout out to Clear J. Big shout out to Kano. Big shout out to everybody tuning in. And this is, you know, we about to politic it with each other right now. We're going to politic for the next 5 minutes, y'all. Because, you know, I had to think about these questions. I'm like, yo, well, I'm going to put it out there because I know my kings and queens going to be listening. I want to get y'all feedback. But do you think Obama should get another term and why?
I mean, I don't be like fucking with them boys,
with politics, yeah.
Man, them boys, that shit ain't hitting on nothing, man. All that shit, all the same shit, man. You feel me?
I think we should though.
Like, yeah, you right.
but not with what they do. Like, I don't like the way we live. Like, okay, I ain't got shit to do with it right now, right? So that's somebody else without my input. That's them and not me. So, like, if I step up to the shit, I might not be rocking with none of that shit. You see what I'm saying?
I mean, what are you saying, that you have a different view on it? Like, everybody definitely, each individual has a different view on it.
No gangs. That's why I'm not finna rock with that shit that they got going, that gangster shit. Ain't nothing but gang banging. It's the same thing.
Yeah, you're right, and I said that too. And a lot of people, when you hear the word gang, they automatically think drug violence, and they think
you
have a group. But everything is a gang. Everything is a gang. And for those tuning in, everybody is listening. A gang ain't nothing but a group of people who think alike, have the same goal, sometimes dress alike. You know, they believe in the same thing. That's what a gang of people is. They share this, they agree in the same thing, like the Democrat and the Democratic and the Republican
and the
party.
All that. See, for all that. Throw your flag
but
up.
Even
push
with
your
the Even with the whole government situation, the politics, it's already going to be what it is. It was already planned that Obama was coming. It was planned with the whole Bush and the towers being took down, and the whole going through the whole world where basically the America is in debt. All of this was planned. Like, this was planned by, and this was done by decisions. They already know what's going to happen before it happens. You know, and that's what we got. It's a main character to this situation. Everybody has a main character because you can see things happening before it happens. Because some situations, everybody had been in like, yo, I could have avoided that or I could have prevented that from happening.
Right.
But you got this plan because it's to control and organize things.
Right.
That's why you have a president. You have a government.
Right.
You have a secretary of state.
It's a game. It's all mental.
It's all mental. It's the game position and rule of control.
Do what G.O.D. did, man. Don't folk back in the day, man. Don't folk ain't have a damn book, but you think they ain't know no God.
And that's what I'm talking about at the end of the day. And I think that I don't want Obama to get another term. And not because I think that he incompetent of handling the job. I just don't think that we should be wasting the talent that Obama has on politics. Like, for real. You know, they had a chance to help with the world from us to just come together, bring your resources together, but it's some damn egos. Them eagles and the pride, because you don't like blue and you know, you don't like pink M&Ms and I like yellow M&Ms. Who gets, I mean, it's just petty, and it goes with a lot of unnecessary in the world. You know, society is suffering because people losing their homes and whatnot. But this as a people, this is where we got lost at. We gave them the control. If I live in a neighborhood, that's my neighborhood. That's my community. We don't need the police to govern us and protect us. If we all do what we gotta do to do for each other, we don't need the police.
Ain't no problem. What we call?
I don't need
them
a government.
Why you call them?
Yeah.
Did you call the police? Who called them?
But we have to start taking our communities back. But the only way we can be able to do that is if we come together as a people, get some understanding, let some stuff go in, and understand that the Willie Lynch syndrome and that letter, all of our families, all of us need to read it, whether black, whether white, whether Chinese. We all need to read that and just fight against it every day, make yourself better with basically bringing your families back together. Stop fussing and fighting, even if y'all ain't together. Help one another.
Hey, yo, Diva. She's right.
Yeah, Claire J, I hear you, baby.
They scared of that 24-year.
Huh?
You know what I'm saying? I said they scared of that 24-year, you know what I'm saying? They trying to make it look like, you know what I'm saying, something bad gonna happen, with something bad might happen, but... You know what I'm saying?
Everybody waking up, man.
I need to be in on this conversation.
That shit
That's why, you know what I'm saying, they putting all that bad news out there because, you know what I'm saying, that 2012, that's the year of enlightenment. You know, if you ain't noticed, you know what I'm saying, everybody changing their views now. You know what I'm saying? You got this Occupy New York. You got this Occupy Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? All this stuff, you know, going on around the world. Everybody waking up to the bullshit. That's what they're scared of.
Anybody hear me?
Yeah, I hear you, J-Real. Go ahead, baby.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. Just three points real quick, and I'm going to touch three bases of the whole conversation and a recap. Now, first of all, this speech was delivered by Willie Lynch on the banks of the James River in the colony of Virginia in 1712. Lynch is a British slave owner with West Indian slaves. Now, he states that he has a foolproof plan and a method of control of black slaves, and it's guaranteed if innovated for a year, he could implement control of slaves for at least 300. Now, that's just a recap. Now, if we go over time, and we use common sense, and we look at how our black women are, how our black children are, and how our black males think, it is all already doctorated, written, and put out for plan for you to follow. And a lot of people don't understand that when they get up in the morning and they look in the mirror, who they're looking at and what they think about is not their own thoughts. When they go outside and they look and they have hatred for another person that looks like the same as they do, it is not their own hatred. See, a lot of people don't understand. They're just going with the flow. And the music plays a lot in that. Music has been the basis of communication since the beginning of time. People have used it to speak different languages, to communicate overseas, and things of that nature. That's why it's so much important. That's why it's so very important. So very important that we administrate a type of music for our children to be based on, because we're already there. See, we already are implement. You can call us old. We're setting our ways. See, we got to use this music as the last basis of communication. Now, to answer your question, as far as like that was the two things. Now, on the third thing, because I'm trying to speak fast, because I got some real here. I can't wait to email and get y'all to hear. But as far as Obama is concerned, I think we should elect him for another term.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should elect him for another term for this simple fact. Everybody needs a bad guy. Everybody needs a good guy. Black people ain't moved this much since the motherfucking Million Man March. Black people ain't moved and stirred up, got up, and felt proud about black since the early 90s. See, I came up in a time where you couldn't walk out the door without seeing cross colors, African medallions, pics with fists on them. You know what I'm saying? Now it's just skinny jeans, tight shirts, and big eagle belts. Okay, I understand that. That's the generation, but this is our generation. This is what we have allowed to happen. Now, it says also in the end of the Willie Lynch letter, the only thing that can stir this away is an unnatural occurrence. You know what that unnatural occurrence is? Us waking up. Malcolm said it best. We need our own government. We need black armies enlisting black troops. We need black schools teaching black kids. We need black meal programs providing food. Not no government assistance. There's no reason you should be walking into a line waiting on somebody to give you something. Now, I understand this. Set it up in this economy to where you can't provide for our people because that's the way we want it. But what we need to do is take it back just like everybody else, just like Hispanics. They have a strong bill with Mexico, just like the Haitians, the Jamaican, the Japanese, the Chinese, the German, the whatever you want to call them. They all have a basis of communication with their motherland. We have been exiled from Africa. We are the last dying children of Africa. We are the only people of color on earth who cannot communicate with Africa and get any help. Why is that? Because our bridges have been burned, not by us, by other people under the bridges. We need to start building these bridges. See, I agree with what Malcolm said. Why we can't sue the U.S. government for the 400-500-600 years of slavery. They gave the Indians what they needed. They came and apologized. The Germans apologized to the Jews. 6 million Jews were persecuted in the Holocaust over them 4, 5, 6 years. But in between 1981 and this earth were killed due to AIDS. Nobody says nothing about that. They want to show you stuff on TV. We know how the system is set up. This is what this meeting is for. This is not just a radio station. This is a spiritual pinnacle point where people can meet up and touch hands and be able to revive these lonely hearts that have stopped beating many years ago. I'm a young man, but I fight an old man's battle, and I will not stop until there's no breath in my lungs.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm talking about, King. they're dropping the knowledge on us, and that's definitely what needs to be said, man. And you definitely right about us taking back our communities and understanding where this behavior came from in us, man. You're now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays with Diva Mary Kay. King David's live in the building with us, man. We definitely going in and dropping that knowledge. And the question was, should Obama get another term? You know, Jay Real said, yeah. You know, Chris J was like, you know, I don't even want to get down with the politics because they be off the chain with it. I say, no, don't let Obama shouldn't really get another term because we don't really want to waste Obama's time. And, you know, hopefully he don't get pop messing around with these dudes because it is jealousy. And even Mary Kay going to put it out there. I'd rather for Obama to be doing something else that can still, because all it is just changing minds. All it is for people to come together and stand up for what they believe in and push and basically use the law against the law, and it changed. Because it's just what's more practical, what's more factual, what makes sense. That's how politics work. They want to see what really makes sense, what makes sense one and the other. So you can't get mad when you see these Koreans in a beauty supply store. You can't get mad when you see the Arabs in the liquor store. You can't get mad when you go in the Puerto Ricans and stuff. It's in they got the stores on the corner, the bodegas, because they played the game. They played the game. They went to school. They used their smarts to get them where they want because they said, look, you got to fill out this paperwork, this permit, this, that, and that's, yeah.
We need to start backing black. We don't back black. We look at black as failure. We look at black as something that will never perceive what they're looking at. An old man once told me I'd never give a dime to a young black man because he makes me look bad. What type of thought process is that for us as children to give them our elders?
Let's not speak that into existence because that's one thing that, you know, I see a lot of us doing. And as a culture of people, we not doing this. We ain't doing that. It ain't going to ever happen. We got to speak the positive.
Exactly.
You know, we
Let's
speak
start.
The positive. The positive is going to happen. We are making it happen because we're having this conversation right now on Frontline Fridays. We're educating our people and letting them know and bringing to light what we need to pay attention. So we are working together. You know, a lot of us started to see that we are working together. I got a text from my stylist today and was like, oh, we got the brother in the salon. He giving out free massages. All he asking is for a tip. You know, I came through and see him. I didn't even come and see my stylist. I'm just not, you know, loyal to her. I want to go support another brother. I bought my shoes from, you know, an African-American entrepreneur, business owners. I network. I got a whole promo team. Like, I was able, God put me in the position to put people to work. That's all we're trying to do. We putting each other in a position and going back to...
Let me say something about them whole Indians and everything up in the nail shops and all, you know what I'm saying? The thing that y'all don't understand, man, why these people are coming over here and running this thing is because they're being taught that. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're not being taught that by, you know what I'm saying, just they people, but they're being taught that by the moves that we make, too. We make negative moves.
Yeah,
they see where they can profit off of it. You know what I'm saying? Then they gonna put themselves in position to profit off of it. You be.
You're right. That's why the Chinese man owned the liquor store and the Japanese man owned the fried chicken spot.
Yeah, I'm definitely out trying to cut the knowledge short, but we definitely want to get back to this music. King David, you hear me, baby?
Yeah, I'm over here. You hear me? You got it.
Yo, it's crazy. It get deep up in here. When even in the day when the kings come out, man, I'm telling y'all. The real men, I'm telling y'all, when Diva Mary Kay come around, the real men come out. It's been like that all my life, and there's something going on with me that attracts good people, real people that's making real moves. We ain't just talking about this, and I thank God right now for that gift, man.
Yeah.
Now, let's keep going. I want to get into more music, man, but King Dave, I got to ask you this question. What do you think about artists giving back 10% to every community that they perform in? Like, every city that you perform in and that club or that event, what do you think about giving 10% back to that community?
Yeah, yeah. It's like give it all back. Like if you don't spend it, spend it all back. Like it's like recycle. We don't run our money together like we should. You know what I mean? First time you get your checkbook, you gonna take it to the east side. You know what I mean? Like we got to spend who spent with you. You know what I mean? We got to swap back. And that's just that. Give it all back. What you mean? Where the fuck else you going to spend it at?
You ask me
about a 10%. Where you finna spend 90% of that, man? Fuck that. We'll spend all of it back, man. Keep it
real. Recognize real.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see you.
Good looking, boy.
I see you. I see you watching King David, boy. Go watch the Junior, boy.
Come on, my socks, dog, man. Straight up, man. Let me get in the room. Come here. Oh, everybody, man.
I'm
watching
people
who
rubber naked, all that good. Check it out right here, though. Hey,
I'm ready.
You peeping in my window. Cockroach die. I fall off in that thing all smooth. On that Lord style, like a real king, dude. You know that. Please, young sir, don't give me back my mojo. Month looking bad, looking just like Mojo Jojo. I know I look good, but holy smokes, back up off me. All on my Timberlaw, bike swagger off me. See you looking with your little hookin', and you gon' lead a club by yourself, your bug like a type of you worried about the next. He gay, just like one of the most suspects.
Yeah, you gay.
I should rubber neck in every time I come around. The King David in this thing, you know it's going down. Now I'ma do my thing, and you gon' sit and watch me. The straight truth on them, boy, I hop up on my side.
Hey, little eye hustler, I see you pocket watching. What you looking at, Rose?
Huh?
Proper job to make ends meet. Interview after interview, nobody calling me. Resume after resume is just a waste of time. I say submitting resumes, but yet I still get denied variance to do the job that I'm always applying for. But yet they telling me that I'm not the one they looking for. Money being spent, but ain't no money ever coming in. I try to walk it straight and narrow, don't want to be hustling. Hard work is what I am, but yet I'm still frowned upon. Clean shades, button up with slacks and some shoes on. Resume up the day, come in talking proper. Reading with a Birmingham shake, now that's a showstopper. Attitude full of confidence to pass any test. Make sure I keep eye contact. I'm always at my best, doing everything that I was told I was supposed to do. But in the end, they always say we'll be sure to get back to you.
Back to you.
Is it
because I'm black?
Is it?
Somebody tell me, what can I do?
Let me know.
I didn't think you did, but I guess it's time to reconsider thinking it. I reckon you're heading to heaven, bringing it back to the number 7. When I drop kick your ass like this was a game of check, and I'm a weapon. Aggression shown with little or no discretion, repossession by the demon. It makes me question my well-being. I believe in Jesus, but repentance can't get a reason. You're still breathing, tears of sleeping for forgiveness. Just too bad that I'm not forgiven, I don't forget that easily. Christ has said, look off your face, you know you want to be with me. Coming to composer to these evil deeds. I don't give fucks about thinking of stuff that'll make these people see. Equally, we wonder, God, but legally, I plunder. Just become your boss and jump your ass. But I'm a kid from myself. In the doorway, you hung your cross. Murderous sport, play thunder, rough. Heard of the sports, they probably naughty ass and rough. Scary truth, I laugh out loud. I'm scared of dude, I have him now, nowhere to go.
Hey,
I'm
going to the U.S.
To that on the spot diva from east to the west coast, her grinds off the meter. That blog talk Shira, giving boys the blues. They laugh at their ass on that hot mess news with hot top
Vix and Mary Kay products. Log on and tune in, cause the lines might be tied up. I love it, boy, you already know. You're listening to the only Diva Spot Radio. Call
Diva Mary Kay, 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 Diva Mary Kay.
Yo, this Lady G. You are now tuned in live with Diva Mary Kay, Miss Motivation, I See You, and Tay Black on Frontline Fridays, where all hot indie artists and music is live and bumping, featuring nothing but true soldiers on PhenomenalRadio.com. Watch me do my thing. Watch me do my thing. Stay tuned for Bad Chicks. Stay on top.
Let's go.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay, and you are now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays, baby. Yeah. I love me and my sister. King David is live in the building with his man. We got him teared up. I had to get y'all jumping real fast.
Straight up. I like that, too. We rocking over here. Y'all better get with this shit. There you go.
You got to push, baby. You got to push, man. Y'all got to check King David out. He is doing his thing big everywhere, and he's definitely live and active on the Internet. You can Google him, but you can definitely hit him up at Facebook, www.facebook.com/KingDavid. Or you can go to www.facebook.com/King.David.LordStyle. Definitely check that out. And hit him up on the Reverb Nation, www.reverbnation.com/KingDavidLordStyle. Follow him on Twitter. That's twitter.com/KingDavid251. Again, that's Twitter. That's www.twitter.com/KingDavid251. Make sure y'all hit him up. And if you want to book and you want to do bookings or you want to contact King David, just submit him an email. It's real easy. It takes less than 6 seconds. All you got to do is hit him up on the Gmail at bookings.kingdavid@gmail.com. Again, that's booking.kingdavid@gmail.com. And if you didn't get all that, the Diva spit out her full sexy list. You ain't got to worry about it, because when the show is ending, you can go right live at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. All the shows are recorded. You can download this show, too. Diva's definitely doing it big. And if you go over to Phenomenal Radio, you can download Phenomenal Radio Amp to your phone, where you can listen to the Diva there. I'm broadcasting live on two different stations. That's Diva Spot Radio on Blog Talk Radio and Phenomenal Radio. We doing it big over there, man. We got so much stuff going on in Phenomenal. It's just taking over. Like, we just eat everything up.
Straight up.
Don't be surprised if Phenomenal Radio is going to be your new station in your area, in your neighborhood. We coming to take over. We done did the East. I'm over here taking over the West. I'm about to start moving around. I'm about to just start taking over cities. It's a phenomenal situation, baby.
Yeah. I could dig it. Straight up.
King Baby, you want to give me shout out to anything before we get out of here, baby? I enjoyed you. Did you have a good time with
the right. I love what that brought to the table tonight, man. I'm standing out here looking up at the airplanes and the moon and shit, and thinking about a lot of shit. Me and you, we need to keep this going, man. I like that shit. I like the company you keep. Shout out to everybody checking in, all the kings checking in, man. You know what I mean? Shouts out to y'all. I fuck with that same move, man. You know what I mean? I'm from that. I rock with that. You know what I mean? I love this shit. Shout out to Diva Mary Kay, man. King David Lost. I Google my motherfucking name, man. Right,
that's
man. Shout out to everybody, man. Straight up.
That's definitely what's up, man. You definitely store that number in on the Frontline Fridays. All the people that tuned in now that you called into this number, store this number on the Frontline Fridays so you can call anytime. I'm airing every Friday, Saturday, and Monday. Friday is Frontline Friday. Saturday is Step Your Game Up Saturdays. And Monday is Spiritual Feeding. Y'all know we got to get our spiritual feeding on. God first, family second, career third. That is one of the livest shows that's actually rocking. You know, Spiritual Feeding and Frontline Fridays got kind of similar numbers, but over on Spiritual Feedings, man, we definitely get it. I don't care where you come from,
time what you doing, if you smoke, if you drink, if you gang-banging, if you tricking, if you stripping, if you doing something you know you ain't even got no business doing, spiritual feeding accepts all, man. Our purpose over there is to bring as many people back to Christ as possible. It's a process, y'all. It's a process. It's not going to happen overnight. And I don't want nobody to feel like, oh, man, you know, I can't get myself, I can't go talk to God. I got to get myself right first. Nah, he wants you when you broken, baby. He wants you when you broken. Y'all don't even know Diva Mary Kay done been through so much. But if you stay with me, baby, I guarantee you, y'all going to hear my story and my testimony and see how things have turned around for me and just getting better every day. I'm so glad to be able to have this talent. This talent and have this talent to expose the talent and expose my young kids and queens out there so we can be able to continue to gain more healthier and peaceful lives. Because it's all about the peace at the end of the day.
Yeah. Can I just give a shout out to the listeners real quick?
Oh, yeah. J-Real, go ahead, baby.
Man, I just want to let y'all know, man, I'm everybody who's listening, even though your voice hasn't been heard tonight, it's been heard in my heart, and I'm sending out prayers to everybody, whatever situation you in, don't worry about it. Joy comes in the morning. You only going to see the brightest today in the lowest of situations. Anybody want to hit up J-Real, get some of this real hip-hop, some of this other stuff up under their belt, just go ahead and Google me, J-Real, the realest, E-S-T, .com, Google, you know what I'm saying, and all my stuff will pop up, and y'all can look into that. King David and other people that are on the line who are seeing the same focus, especially Diva, you already know what it is, you know what I'm saying? Let's get it in, let's do some work together, because right now I'm in the world, I'm dealing with the world, I got a few cuts out here, like I said, I'm working with Chino XL, working with G Malone, I'm working with Nocturnal, I'm working with Schoolboy Q from Top Dog Entertainment, so we out there, but it's time to flip the game, so anybody want to holler at your boy, I work for free, I don't charge people. The money, you can send my signing bonus to the hood where the kids are starving. So don't ask me what shit costs. Don't ask me none of that. Just call me and let's work.
I love it. Clear J, you got some shout-outs, baby?
Oh, yeah, for sure, as always. You know what I'm saying? Shout-out to, Diva Mary Kay for having this out of their show. You know what I'm saying? Putting it on for your city, putting it on for everybody that's online. I want everybody online, everybody that's listening to my voice, you know what I'm saying, to go follow your boy on Twitter, at K-L-E-A-R-J, you know what I'm saying. Follow me on Facebook, K-L-E-A-R-J, you know what I'm saying. Go hit up MikeHustling.com, you know what I'm saying. We got the hottest blog out there right now, you know what I'm saying, no lie. You know, listen to Mike Hustling Radio when y'all get a chance, you know what I'm saying. The hottest 30 minutes on the internet right now, you know what I'm saying. T-I-C till I die.
That's what I'm talking about, man. If you want to get some shout-outs before we get out of here, just press the one button. Everybody is in the chat room. You got shout-outs?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you want to get some shout-outs, too? Go ahead, King. Shout them out.
I'm just very thankful from the beans and potatoes and cornbread and stuff. I'm grateful. I'm thankful.
It was good, though.
I'm happy for all of y'all. Just go to church on this weekend and have a good weekend. And come on, get the word, get the Lord, and go to church because you need to go to church to get that word.
That's what's up, my G. Put in the air. That's what I'm talking about. I appreciate that. You got meat and potatoes tonight. You got that knowledge, didn't you? You think that knowledge is meat and potatoes? That's what I'm talking about. I appreciate you, man. I appreciate all my youth, man. Y'all make sure y'all tune in with Diva tomorrow on Step Your Game of Saturdays, King David, baby. King, we just thank you for coming through, man. You not only came through the Frontline Fridays, you can come back again. You now family. A big shout out to my co-host, Tay Black. He couldn't be here tonight. He is actually on his way to Willsboro, North Carolina, man. He out there. He is going to be doing a 10-hour session. I'm so proud of him, man. It definitely got about to blast his joints. King David, any music that you got, we're going to be pushing that, and it's going to be following up on Phenomenal Radio, man. We're about to get out of here, man. I just want to just say I appreciate everybody that tuned in, like from a personal
this from personal from Diva. I appreciate everybody that tuned in and got this knowledge and just supported the movement, man.
Right,
good music too, man. We brought it back where we can get good music, man. That's what it's all about. So y'all
need some emails one more time. No, Miss Diva, we need them emails one more time.
For me and King David.
Yeah, just one more time, because I'm trying to get y'all to listen to something tonight. You feel me? I ain't trying to waste no time.
My email address is divaspot, like you at the spot, is divaspot, ENT1, @gmail.com. And King David's is bookings.kingdavid@gmail.com.
Got it.
And Clear J, put your email address out there as well, because Clear J is definitely Mike hustling. That nigga be hustling.
Yo, y'all just type in MICHUSTLIN@gmail.com.
Straight up. Same
music.
Straight up. Got it. Well, y'all all be here. Me tonight. Like
Yo, I'm about to take y'all out of here with an old cut. Y'all going to appreciate me for this, man. Big shout out to the old school, new school. You should know this. I'm going to put it, man.